Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. It's a shame that I've lost my voice for one of the pieces that I was really looking forward to doing this week. So Luke is just going to do all of the honors here.
You're going to push through.
We're
talking to Anquan Boldin here. You're not going to let a little raspy voice.
I've never interviewed Anquan Boldin. He was camera shy back in the day in Baltimore. How are you, man?
I'm good, man.
I keep up with you, and I run into you places, and you're always doing sort of good work. You got to come back and help us fix Baltimore, dude. Man, you got the ring. You know what I mean? Like, we do Baltimore positive stuff. You're always community oriented, everything you're doing. This was a heck of a year for Baltimore, for the Ravens, and for Lamar to sort of get back where we want to be.
Yeah, it was huge, man. And just seeing, how successful the team was this year. It obviously a disappointing end of the season. But, man, I love where the direction that they're headed. I love, Lamar as the face of that franchise, what he's done to the city, how he's, put a different energy there, man. It's been great to watch.
Well, hopefully it is just the beginning, right? I mean, this, disappointment, how quickly it can end for you in January, in all sorts of ways. Man, but you don't feel it coming. I mean, I think Matt Judon said after the game, nobody prepares for the car wreck. It just happens,
Right.
And it feels like it happened, and now as a franchise, we, everyone, John all the way, Eric, Ozzy all the way down, they got to pick up the pieces and come back from the disappointment of all of this.
Most definitely. But, I mean, you got to think about it. Every year you do that, whether you make the playoffs or not. You as an organization, you have to get back off of the mat and start over again. And I think that's the beautiful part about it. Well, we didn't accomplish our goal last year, but we have another opportunity, another crack at it. So let's do what we need to do to make sure that we're the best team we can be to ensure that we have an opportunity.
Look, your departure, and going off and the way you played after you left and us watch. I take phone calls for a living during that era, So, there were a lot of people saying, if Anquan were here and all that, all the years later, we saw you come back. You feel like you're a Raven. I mean, you're not wearing a ring because you're probably not your style, right? But the part of you for Baltimore, because I've heard you from the outside speak out about Baltimore and challenges and things you want to accomplish in your life to help places like Baltimore.
Most definitely. I always consider myself a Raven. Although I was only there for 3 years, it feels like I was there for majority of my career.
Why?
It's just a place that fit me. Just the mindset of being in Baltimore, the things that that are instilled in you. I mean, it was a perfect match for me. I connected with the fans on a different level. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed everywhere I played. I started in Arizona. I was there for 7 years. After I left Baltimore, played in San Fran for another 3 years, and then ended up.
Oh, that's
up in
right.
Detroit.
He's a 49er. I can have him sign this.
He's a Raven.
Yeah.
He's a Raven.
Right. I'm a Raven. So, but the connection that I had with the city of Baltimore was different than anywhere else that I played.
Anquan, what was the origin of you retiring as a Raven? Now, did Ozzy call you? Did you call him? Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that was something that maybe caught a lot of fans by surprise, but it was an overwhelming positive development.
Yeah, it was part of that. I retired from the NFL, and it's always how do you want to be remembered,
right?
And I think for me, I wanted to be remembered as a Raven, so it was me reaching out to the organization and letting them know, because you get the question all the time, and you see fans arguing all of the time. Well, he played in Arizona for 7 years. He was drafted,
but he got a ring here.
But he got a ring, and you know what I'm saying. Well, and then you have San Fran fans, and but for me, it's this is how I want it to end. You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was important for not only me but my family as well. I have two sons, and my legacy that I leave, I think, is important to them and my wife as well. So for me, it's letting them know, and my youngest son was actually born in Baltimore. We were pregnant with him when we got traded from Arizona to Baltimore. In our first summer there, we ended up having my youngest son.
I can remember you being at the Best Western. It was your first training camp.
Yes.
Out in Westminster, McDaniel yes. College. And you hanging out with the family and seeing your baby boy. I mean, it was cool. It was cool, you know, just as a reporter watching from afar, trying to get stories done. But to see that and to...
Well, you were a big deal coming in, right? I mean, you were that missing... We always struggle with the wide receiver position. We're still struggling to your drafting last year, right? We gave you away, and somebody out there is listening saying, shouldn't have given a guy away next to you. But, you know, when you came in, there was this sort of a renaissance thing to say, what can the offense be? What can Joe be when you came in and became a part of this? And maybe we don't talk enough about it, you know, about Joe. I mean, certainly in the aftermath of Lamar, there is no halo. There was no... hangover after Joe left. And, you know, Joe got roughed up on the way out. But, yeah. I mean, as Joe always said to me when I wrote Purple Ring 2, which I still owe you a copy of, we do a lot of winning around here, you know. And I hope that Joe's legacy tied to your legacy and everything the 47 and the 2013 championship means that, you know, you didn't have a chance to come back and be a bigger part of that, right? And Trent Dilfer has sat with me many times and talked about that 20 years ago because it's not perfect, right?
Right. It's definitely not perfect. But I can say, you know, me leaving, I got satisfaction in the fact that I was brought to Baltimore to do a certain job, and I accomplished that. Like you said, I was brought to Baltimore to put them over the hump. And although I didn't leave under the circumstances that I would have liked, I was proud, and I walked out with my head up because I did what I came to do.
I remember the night that they sent you out. I mean, it was a night of celebration. They were showing the film. I was at the Lyric. I mean, were we shocked? I mean, going back to that time, I mean, it felt shocking to everyone else. And
it was more shocking than me because I was actually on my way to Ethiopia to do some work.
Imagine that.
And when I land in Ethiopia, mind you, it was like a 15-hour flight. As soon as I get off the flight, there's like 80-something text messages. Like, everything is just hitting my phone. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And there's congratulations. How do you feel about the trade? Da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever.
Two hardballs.
Like, I'm like, trade? What trade? So I call my agent. And I'm like, what's going on? He was like, man, I've been trying to hit you up. But he was like, you've been in the air. He was like, man, they traded you to San. I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, they traded you to San Fran. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, like, he was like, yeah. He was like, you know, San Fran wants you to come out. But I was like, well, I just landed in Ethiopia to do some, you know, charity work here. I'll be back in probably 2 weeks or whatever. And I'll, you know, let them know I'll come out as soon as I get back in. But, you know, for me, it was – I didn't want to let that, you know, dampen the mood of why I was in Ethiopia. So I kind of – you know, threw it to the back burner. But when I really had a chance to think about it, you know, obviously I wasn't in line with that. I didn't like the way it ended because I wanted the opportunity to defend my title. You know, we had just won the championship, and I felt like that next year is like a year that you really figure out who you are, what you're about. You know, being able to defend the championship and, you know, didn't have the opportunity to play against the Patriots on opening night. Like, all of that stuff means a lot to you. You know what I'm saying? After you won the championship, but it is what it is now.
Well, for you, the important stuff is the Ethiopia part, the Baltimore part. Tell me about what you're doing now as a retired athlete to continue things you were doing 7-8 years into your career. I mean, for Baltimore specifically and retiring a Raven, I know there's some things to tie you back to Baltimore. What are you going to do the next 10, 15 years? Because I know you got a lot of heart to do something good.
Most definitely. So I helped co-found the Players Coalition, and that is guys, both former and current NFL players, who are fighting for social justice causes. And, I mean, we all know in Baltimore we've had some rough patches.
Yes.
When you're talking about law enforcement, you're thinking about, you're talking about the disconnect between the community and law enforcement, the distrust that's there. And I think in order for us to be where we want to be as a country, we both have to work hand in hand. And when law enforcement do step outside of their authority, they have to be held accountable. And I think that only makes us safer as a community. Number one, it restores the trust back in the community for law enforcement, but it also makes the job of law enforcement a lot easier. So, like, I mean, and I don't like the, I hate when people say, well, you're bashing law enforcement. No, I'm not, because if somebody breaks into my house tonight, the first thing I'm doing is calling 911. You know what I'm saying?
All of us.
Right. But I also hate to see law enforcement overstep their power and not be held accountable. I think that's dangerous for all of us. So, like, in Baltimore, you think about the
consent decree now?
All of that.
Yeah.
Guys who had this drug ring going on, like, from, what is it, Philadelphia?
Oh, we had Police Commissioner Harrison on last month. We do that at Baltimore Positive. I do that every week.
Right.
And we're all in agreement that that's unacceptable.
Right. So, and I don't understand why people have a problem. Like, we're all supposed to be held accountable. In the NFL, guys are held accountable. If you're a law enforcement, you're supposed to be held accountable. Nobody is above the law. And I think whenever we hold everybody accountable, we're better off as a country.
Well, let me know how I can help you with that. I know you're here on behalf of Office Depot and Office Max as well, and former Man of the Year. I got Walter Payton's a boy over here on the other side.
Oh, Jerry, that's my guy.
So yeah, I mean he's here. Former Walter Payton Man of the Year here, right? I mean,
me and Jerry was recruited together. Like we look. So me and him came out of high school the same year. And I was a huge Walter Payton fan growing up.
We all were.
So I tried to schedule my visits around the same time he was visiting so I could meet his dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did it work?
No.
Oh. Hey, man, keep up the great work. Tell me what you're doing here with Office Depot and Office Max, because Lord knows I use enough of their paper, enough of their equipment.
Yeah, I'm partnering with them to continue to invest in our youth and education. And then small businesses.
Small business important. I own one.
Okay. So then you should be one of the guys using the Office Depot.
I compete with the big guys. Okay. I know we look big league over here, but we're not. Hey, man. Thanks for coming by. Don't be
no
a stranger,
problem.
All right? We'll work it out. I didn't trade you, that's all I'm saying.
I appreciate that.
And I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you retired a Raven, and I'm glad you're smiling with us. And where's your ring, man?
It's at the house, man. I don't wear rings.
No, nobody.
So many players say
big,
that. It's all about the memory, the experience. That's that's just a little souvenir on the side.
That's the show off to other people.
All right. Well, come back and help fix Baltimore. It's important, all right?
We'll do.
I live there. I'm involved. You know, Billy's got that speech. Are you the chicken or the pig in the breakfast? The chicken's involved, gets to leave, but the pig's committed. I'm committed. You know, I'm in the meal. I have ownership is what I have. So Anquan Boldin, we call him Q. Call him a world champion. As I look up at the Super Bowl 47 program, I owe him a copy of Purple Rain, too. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson Baltimore. Talking good stuff with good people. We're live in Miami Beach with more from Super Bowl 54.